Minorities don't get the same quality of healthcare as whites in the U.S. or in Florida. A conference addressing these disparities began today in Tampa. Florida's Surgeon General, Anna Viamonte Ross, delivered the keynote address at the 2008 Florida Minority Health Disparity Summit. The theme of the conference is Bridging the Gap, Embracing Solutions to Eliminate Health Barriers. Viamonte Ross said there are 7 health areas that disproportionately impact minorities.
HIV/AIDS, immunizations, cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, oral health, and infant mortality. According to the Centers of Disease Control, even though the nation's infant mortality rate is down, the infant death rate among African Americans is still more than double that in whites.
In 1999, Congress requested that the National Institute of Medicine study these disparities, which resulted in a report called Unequal Treatment: Confronting Racial and Ethnic Disparities in Healthcare, said Tampa area State Senator Democrat Arthenia Joyner.
Perhaps the most publicized aspect of this report was the significant differences in the rates of medical procedures by race, even when insurance status, income, age, and severity of conditions are comparable. It also indicates that U.S. racial and ethnic minorities are less likely to receive even routine medical procedures and experience a lower quality of health services.
Surgeon General Viamonte Ross said that health disparities are especially evident when it comes to HIV infections and AIDS.
In Florida, 1 in 68 non-Hispanic Black women are known to be living with HIV/AIDS. This compares with approximately 1 in 1,200 non-Hispanic white women and 1 in 472 Hispanic women. For over 15 years, HIV/AIDS has been the leading cause of death among Black women aged 25 to 44 here in the state of Florida.
Viamonte Ross said there are also health outcome disparities in terms of cancer.
Unfortunately, African Americans have the highest mortality rate of any racial or ethnic group for all cancers combined and for most major cancers. In 2003, African American women in Florida were 10% less likely to have been diagnosed with breast cancer than white women, but 35% more likely to die from the disease.
Yuji Wong is a chronic disease epidemiologist with the Florida Department of Health.
The disparity between blacks and whites, there is access issue, there is, I call the discrimination issue over there. We have a lot of data can support this kind of evidence. We have a statewide survey called the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey. We ask the people, do you have medical insurance? The second question is, do you have a personal doctor? So we use that personal doctor as the indication whether the patient and the provider has built trust in between them.
Wong said there is also a disparity in health outcomes between Hispanics and non-Hispanic whites.
Hispanics, a lot areas, they don't have access to care. That's the major issue.
Jean Klein is deputy secretary at the Florida Department of Health.
Believe it or not, our children might be the first generation that will not outlive their parents. And we need to save every child. As Senator Joyner said, Black infant mortality rates must come down. Even the death of one baby is a tragedy.
Tampa City Council Chair Thomas Scott, who is also a pastor, suggested that churches could play a role in educating people about health disparities.
Churches must begin to team up with the health community and begin to help address the issue of health in our community. Sunday mornings is the largest gathering of people in our nation. And perhaps the second largest, the football games thereafter. But we do have an opportunity on Sunday to address many of these issues.
The 2008 Florida Minority Health Disparities Summit continues through Friday at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay near the Tampa Airport. We will bring you more from the conference on the Thursday WMNF Evening News. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.